On February 24, 2022, Russia invaded and occupied parts of Ukraine in a major escalation of the Russo-Ukrainian War, which had begun in 2014. The invasion has up till now resulted in tens of thousands of deaths on both sides, and has instigated Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. About 8.2 million Ukrainians have fled the country by May 2023. The military buildup for this invasion started into late 2021, when Russia began gathering forces near Ukraine's border, although officials stoutly denied any attacks. They did this in areas that need security and also in Belarus, a close ally. But why did they do this? Ukraine had wanted to become a NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, member to have support for its military and also as a counterattack to Russia's aggression. But Russia did not want this, as it could mean that US forces could fight alongside Ukrainian forces, and so this would significantly increase Ukraine's military power. Also, the capital of Russia, Moscow, is very close to Ukraine's border, and it would be alarming to have a NATO member so close to a country's capital, which opposes NATO. According to the Kremlin, the expansion of NATO is a fundamental concern. The US had been perceiving this as an invasion, and it was right. On February 24, 2022, Vladimir Putin delivered a pre-dawn address and announced the attack on Ukraine. Soon, there were long traffic lines for basic necessities and for people to get out of Ukraine. Not long after, there were sounds of artillery and machinery moving. Russia had made use of its best ally Winter. Soon, martial law was engaged in Ukraine and schools were shut down. The government said that the hospitals and other emergency services would be working in a special manner. NATO held an emergency meeting on the same day, and it was decided to send NATO relief forces. Biden also announced that he would be sending his forces to defend other NATO countries, but he did not state anything for Ukraine. As of now, countries continue sending military support into Ukraine include the United States, the European Union, Canada, Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. NATO member countries have also sent weaponry. Recently, countries have also started training Ukrainian soldiers on their machinery and arms of war. Last year, a few months into the war, Russia had occupied a large amount of Ukraine. But now, slowly but surely, the tide is turning as many countries send forces and recapture areas of Ukraine.